Yeah, we all gathered down the playing field. I suppose nowadays you'd call us Hasbos. And then across the playing field, big steep bank up to the railway. And the trains were still running then, but they were only goods trains. There was a signal top of the bank there, semaphore signal. And we used to climb up that and launch our model planes from the top of it. And the usual things, putting Halfpenny on the line and that sort of thing. I walked along there yesterday, actually.
Well, the Auburn Way?
Yeah. Couldn't see a damn thing because the trees full foliage. Originally, I went to St Peter's School because Mandeville didn't exist. So I'd walk from Lee Lane to St Peter's and back every day. I think I was there probably best part of 2 years. And I think it was 1950 they opened Mandeville. So I was one of the founder members. I remember the teachers, A.H. Knight. I could recognise, if you gave me her writing now, I'd tell you who wrote it. A.H. Knight, particular. Marion Richardson, I think, was the style of writing in those days. I was in love with Mrs. Lord, my first teacher there. 55 Loom Lane, Radlett, she lived at. And the year before I left, I was in love with my teacher, Miss Goose, from London Coney. And we had some characters, I mean, Mr. Bridges, Mr. Merrick. It was a smashing school, loved it. Memories of St. Peter's were somewhat harsh and old-fashioned. Miss Bunfield, I think, was there.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Miss Hermiston was my first teacher there. She was delightful. But the school itself, I seem to recollect you sat on tiered seating. Youngsters at the front, older ones at the back. Outside toilets, froze up in the winter. We used to wear boots with segs or studs on the bottom. Make do and mend after the war, couldn't afford a new pair. And they were great for sliding on the playground. Border kids on each arm, you sit down, little man, and get dragged along. Yeah, those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
But would we go back to them? I don't know. Would we want to?